Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to a very sexy episode of Private Parts. Still here with Aloni. Aloni, so how do you become a sex expert? How does that work?
I mean, there's different avenues you can take. You can just do the work yourself by researching things that would make you more sex positive. Mm. Unlearning things you've been taught about sex as well. This could also be getting a qualification. And maybe just being that sex expert amongst your friends, you know, you can do that by, again, researching and making sure you know what there is to know when it comes to every aspect of sex, as much as you can, from arousal to education.
Yeah. Yeah. Alex, when did you first orgasm? Here we go. Straight in there.
I was in my bunk bed.
Come on, give it to us.
But do you, I mean, as a young
buck,
do you remember when you used to?
No, don't you flip flap away from
no,
that.
No, no, no. But you wouldn't actually ejaculate. It was just you would just feel
it'd
the
be
sensation.
Like, ah. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I must have been. I was young, like 10 years old, probably in my bunk bed.
Yeah, I think I was 13.
What about you?
I was 13. Yeah, as soon as I discovered that clit, there was no going back. There was no going back. I was like, wow.
Oh my
this
God.
Is
do you know the first time it happened to me?
Go on.
I went on a school trip to Normandy in France. There was a condom machine on the boat.
Okay. And I think I know this.
So. And I bought a condom from the condom machine and I kept it. Came back to my school and I went to bed and I put the condom on, and when I put the condom on, I orgasmed.
See, look, this is up your street. This is consensual.
Yeah.
You had a consensual wank.
What?
You had a consensual wank. You got the condom out. You were like, you were careful.
Yeah. And I said to myself, I hope you don't mind.
I know I haven't taken you out for dinner.
Yeah. But that was the... But it's very much when you experience, it's very much a gateway into like lots of different things. And as we said in part one, people got to be careful with porn and things like that, because you can...
I think, yeah.
Masturbation, sex, all that thing is good, but you don't want to do it too much.
Yeah, I think anything...
Too much of a good thing.
Yeah, right? Too much of anything is just not really good for you anyway. I think you should enjoy everything in doses. So from porn to, I mean, whatever it might be that will help you climax or you use as a tool for masturbation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, porn is not a... I mean, I'm for porn. I'm not against it. Just as long as it's done the right way and it's done in moderation. I think
there just needs... This is going to sound a little bit like hippie-ish, but I think there needs to be like a bit of a reframe around like what sex means, because it's been led into this quite like aggressive kind of like male like territory. Whereas actually... I think probably historically before that came in, before men were like all alpha, I think it was actually more about love.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was like coming together of two people rather than a man just being
like... Do you think
like,
so? I thought it was just more like, I'm attracted to you, you make me horny, like let's get our shit off. You know?
I don't know. I feel like sex has been made to feel less special. It's like a bit more transactional.
Yeah.
I think porn is just... I mean, I personally, it kind of fucked my head up a little bit.
Really?
Porn,
why?
Yeah.
In what way though?
Well, because it's... I mean, it's like anything. It's like a stimulant, isn't it? You end up like having to increase your your threshold gets higher.
And you look for something even.
Yeah. So you end up looking beyond.
What does your search bar look like?
Oh, I threw it out the window. Yeah. It was...
What is yours? When you used to watch porn, what did you used to type in?
It's what charitable donations can I give today? Local sperm bank.
You're not going to tell us?
Come on, just tell us.
I wonder because I've stopped...
I mean, consent is sexy, so if you don't want to.
I don't watch porn anymore. So.
Do, you know okay, what mine, do you know what mine used to be? I used to... I used to quite like where it was like Hindu parties.
That is so sorry. I wasn't expecting that.
I've seen those. There's a guy with a bear.
Yeah, the bear.
Bear helmet.
Yeah.
What if they're so weird?
Yeah, I used to be a bit of a tickle right there. I used to quite like it. Aloni, what is your, you know, you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
How long have you been in a relationship for?
2 years.
Amazing. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you.
What is your thoughts on monogamy and being with one partner?
You know, I talk about this all the time. I don't feel like monogamy is for everyone. I really just don't. I feel like someone's just come along and said, this is what should be normalized and everyone's kind of stuck to it. But there's so many other like relationships that exist in the world, different forms of open relationships where everyone's getting along and everyone's fine. No one's too territorial over just one person and saying we need to die and be together forever and ever and ever. Mm. But I have no problem with monogamy. I feel like I'm monogamish, which just means that I subscribe to monogamy, but that's what I subscribe to today. I don't know what I'll be in another 10 years. I just don't feel like monogamy is for everyone.
Okay, I think it goes back a little bit to that like psychological thing we were talking about. Like you're putting it in this like real like pressure cooker and you're like, you can't like shag anyone else.
Yeah.
And in doing that, it makes like people do it. But if you actually were like, you can go and do what you want, and you had like this natural organic relationship, you might end up monogamous anyway.
Yeah,
do you know what
exactly.
I mean?
'Cause you're just free like,
well. Okay, but then what happens if your partner said, okay, I want to have an open relationship? How would you feel about that?
Absolutely not.
Well, there we go. Okay. But is that because I'm the same. I feel like sometimes I need to tread carefully on this, but maybe I shouldn't. I truly believe, but for so many years, I didn't believe in monogamy. Mm. I was like, if you can have sex with lots of people, why wouldn't you do it? It's fun, it's exciting, it's different, all those kind of things. Weirdly enough, I sort of think this is true. I think that women, I think, have more choice of being picky.
Yeah.
Because men aren't as desirable as women. I don't think. Really, they're not. You know, I definitely feel like a guy can go on a night out and he's like, oh God, I please have sex tonight. Where I think women can go, I'm going to have sex tonight and choose to do it, right? And but as a man, if you have the ability to be picky and things like that, if you want to be, where sometimes they don't, why wouldn't you do that way? However, I then met my fiance, fell deeply in love with her. I think she's the best thing in the world. Mm-hmm. And what you do is you sacrifice that idea of going out and sleeping with loads of people. Mm-hmm. That is a sacrifice because, it would be exciting, but then you wouldn't have
the person you have at home.
Mm-hmm. But some people can't do that.
Yeah, some people need a primary and secondary partner. And
what is that? What is a primary and secondary partner?
This is like when you're in a sort of a throuple. So I've had guests who have come on my show who are in throuples. So that's when you have the main partner. I don't even like saying main, but that's how it's described. So,
dominant.
Yeah, your primary partner. Then you've got someone who's secondary who might just be there for either emotional or sexual. You get to decide and have that conversation. But
those, is that healthy?
I mean, why not? If everyone's being transparent with each other, then of course I think it can be healthy.
Doesn't one person get jealous?
I mean, you'd have to ask the people in the throuples. So I feel like... do you know what? Everyone is different. I know people who have been in open relationships where they have said, you know what, if you go on a business meeting, you can get off with whoever you want to get off with, because they want that responsibility of having to be their everything taken off of them. And it kind of makes sense. I think it's sometimes that's what's difficult about monogamy. You have to be everything and above to this person. Mm. Is that realistic to be everything? And if it is realistic, why are people finding it so hard to be monogamous? If you just look at pop culture, it's so difficult for a lot of people to be monogamous when they claim to want monogamy.
Okay, but then what about this sort of misogynistic term, which people believe and say, men typically say this, is that women can't have sex without emotion, but men can.
But that's a social construct.
Do you think that's true?
Absolutely not. It's a social construct.
I disagree,
yeah.
By the way.
No. It's a social... I mean, I was arguing with someone. I don't even know why I was arguing with someone in my Instagram comments. He was just like, oh, you know, women release oxytocin during sex. I'm just like, you idiot. So do men, you know. And it's just this idea that's been forced on women to be these people who are incapable of making their sexual decisions, who need more guidance, who are soft, who are very emotional. And men are emotional too. Men are very emotional.
No, we're
you
not.
Guys, you guys just express your emotions different. You guys just express your emotions differently.
With anger,
violence. And yeah. I don't even want to take it to another level, but we know what emotions can do to men. We see it.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
That is so true. What is oxytocin? What is
oxytocin?
That?
Is a hormone. So it's a bonding hormone. It's released. It can be released during different things. It can be released during exercise. For women, it can be released during sex, breastfeeding. Men, it can release during different things as well. It could be again exercising is an example from the top of my head, and during sex.
But why then is there a rumor that women produce it during sex and men don't?
I don't know why.
Is that just nonsense?
I don't know. It is nonsense. Both people do it. Both, you know. I don't know why that is. It's just, again, it's just a sexist notion pushed to make women look like we are the emotional people that cannot make proper sexual decisions. Therefore, we must stop.
Do you get frustrated with the people in the world who, you know, are kind of, if you see women, they're just as sexual objects rather than people.
Yeah.
That must frustrate you.
Yeah.
And coming from a family of women, you know, it frustrates me when men have that sort of alpha, sort of what they think is boy attitude.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And I think it's because, you know, again, I don't want to be boring, but, you know, patriarchy society allows the notion of, you know, boys will be boys. So they just go around thinking that sex is for them. Mm. Women are not supposed to enjoy it the way, even though we're sexual beings, and it just doesn't make sense to me. But again, I always tell women, when you're having sex with guys, the reason why you need to make sure that you're enjoying it and it's mutually beneficial is because you don't want to be having sex with someone who's using you to masturbate with. You know, are you an inanimate object that he's using? Wow. Or is this mutually beneficial? Because if you're just allowing him to nut and you're not even expressing that you haven't even reached anything close, was that really sex?
Just allowing him to nut. That's so good. Do you do that? Wait, before you have sex, mate, do you ever have a
Do I nut?
Do you nut off? Yeah.
No. Hey. I'll save it all up. Yeah. I guess, like, from our experience as well, so we did a TV show together. It was called Friends.
Yeah.
It was kind of big in the in the noughties.
Well, then, okay.
Yeah.
A bit like, so we did a reality show, and on that show, it was like, there was a lot of cheating, mostly from the guy's side. Like, we both were engaged in that type of shit. But it was kind of like, it was heralded almost. Like, not obviously you got a lot of shit from the public, but like, there was kind of like this low level like thing, like, oh, boys with boys, you go and do your thing. And it was like, it almost was like,
it was allowed.
Go and do this thing, because it's like part of what happens. Do you know
what I mean? But if women did that.
But if women did it,
they get slut shamed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The slut shaming that would happen would be rife,
But like, has that changed at all? Was that
absolutely not?
It hasn't changed.
Absolutely not. Like, if you just look at, I love talking about pop culture because it's another, apart from sex, I love pop culture. But if you just look at the music world, women are talking more about sex, especially rappers. Women who are rappers, they talk more openly about sex. And every time they do that, you have people who respond and be like, why do you always need to rap about your vagina? Why do you need to do you know what I mean? But men have been talking about sex from the beginning of time, and it's just that double standard.
It's just wild.
Yeah.
If someone was in a relationship and they wanted to organize some sort of a threesome.
Ooh.
Because it's not that I want to. Just for
hypothetical.
I don't know. Yeah. Pretty sure I don't think.
Have you ever had a threesome?
I had a threesome. It was hectic. It was like playing PlayStation with two controllers. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Quite hard to do.
It was impossible to do.
Was it fun though?
Yeah, but also embarrassing.
Why was it embarrassing?
No one came, I can tell you that. So it was, I've had that before.
Have you had a threesome?
I have.
Also. Was it good? Foursome?
No. Actually,
you have had a foursome.
Did you just say that?
You have. You said foursome.
I didn't say anything.
You've had a foursome. I know you have.
Yes, not really. Sort of. I don't know what that was. Yeah.
Was it wild?
It's always. I mean, it's usually just so drunken and like crazy that you don't really remember. You're like, wait, did that?
Yeah. Happen? Yeah. I'm Joe. Never been there.
You've never done
I've
it?
I've never done it. It's really? The one thing I always wanted to tick, but I think I'm too much of a pussy. It's like my dominant side has a cap and it's just like, ugh.
I'm assuming your partner is male?
Yeah.
Would you do it with two guys or would you do it with a girl and a guy?
I would do it with both. I would like to try out both.
Wow.
Yeah, listen, I'm bi, so.
When did you realize you were bi?
I would say, I feel like I always known, I just couldn't admit it. And I think that was more to do with how I grew up.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, I was pushed to just like men. So in my mind, that's all I liked. But I always found women attractive. And I think because, again, that's just how I grew up. I grew up in a very cis heteronormative family.
What a liberal feeling when you can actually finally say it and admit it. That's amazing.
Exactly. And when you find other like-minded people and you can express yourselves freely without anyone having to like probe and ask questions, it feels more natural.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is more exciting, having sex with a woman or having sex with a man?
I've only had sex with men. This is the thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've only had sex with men. So I've always known that I'm attracted to, like, that's why I'm more, what do we call it? We call it heteronormative passing or cishet passing. So, wow. Yeah, I've only
there's
had
so
sex
many
with...
terminologies.
There
now.
Are
You've
many.
Dropped about 10, though.
Really? Sorry. Whoa,
no, it's good. I'm learning.
That's cool. So,
what was the last one? Cis heteronormative. Passing.
Yeah, passing. Cishet passing.
What's the passing bit
so,
mean?
Passing means that even though I am bi, I'm definitely. You would probably look at me and be like, she likes men.
Right.
Mm. Whereas other people, you can tell that they're queer. Or, you know, through their expressions or the way they dress. Yeah, do you know what I mean? But I'm more, you just look at me, you're just like, okay, she likes men. But if you speak to me, you'll be like, no, she's actually pansexual. Yeah.
I love that. In a relationship, when you're in one, and relationships are really based on, you know, you're a real team together and it's so many things, but sex is an important part. How do you keep a relationship alive?
Ooh, so here's the thing, guys. I'm in a long distance relationship, so it's so important. Whoa. Yeah, I know. He lives in America.
Shit.
Yeah. What? I know. I just saw him like 2 weeks ago as well. So
that's quite nice.
Wild. You've been apart for a long time though, right?
It is. It makes the sex even better. And you have
was
to
it wild
like...
the sex?
Of course it was. I filmed every aspect of it.
What?
So just not like... just audio this time. You went full,
oh, we
full
do
visuals.
Audio. We do both. And he gets angry. Well, not angry, but he gets upset when I won't send it to him. I'm just like, no, these are for my eyes only.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So
he must have come in locked and loaded.
Honestly, I said this in my, listen, go check out Laid Bear. That my episode just dropped. I was going on and on about how often like we were having sex. And
how often was it?
It was a lot. It was like maybe like 3 times a day. So wow. It was nice. I mean, we had a break. But yeah, you know, it was fun. Especially when you're in a long distance relationship, you're just like, this is the only time we have. So
I think I have an appetite to do that.
Yeah.
To what?
Do a long distance.
No. Oh. To have sex like that much.
3 times a day.
Yeah, I could do
I
that.
I don't know if you do. I think you're too busy.
Oh, okay.
Forget you said this earlier. Actually,
yeah, forget
yesterday.
The busyness though, but I definitely could. I mean, I could go if I wanted to.
Do you feel like you have a high libido?
I think I do, and I think I had as a kid. I did.
Yeah.
I used to, you know, I got given my first porn mag when I was like 6 years old. It was some guy. Yeah, he bought me a Playboy magazine when I kept walking past and looking at it, and I was always fascinated with sex.
Yeah.
Like I was like, you know, playing with my teddies and doing things with my teddies when I was like four years old.
He used to spank them with a wooden spoon.
And he used to spank them. I had a high sex drive.
He used to also tie a piece of string to his
my
penis
silky,
and attach it to a door.
And slam the door shut.
And close the door.
Why?
Yeah, it's quite weird.
Like pulling out a tooth, I was pulling out my penis. I don't know what I was doing. But I was always sexually driven.
Yeah.
And do you know what it is? Okay. I found alcohol. I drank a little too much, you know, and same with sex. I found that sex was exciting. I love a endorphin rush. I love all of that thing. And so sex for me was, oh my God, there's something which is more of a feeling than we can feel now. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, let's get on that train all the time.
Yeah.
No sex addiction, nothing like that. It's just, I really enjoy, and especially with a partner, and especially a partner that you love, it's even more exciting for me.
Of course, absolutely. Especially because they know your body better as well. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, when it comes to casual sex, women benefit more from relationship sex in comparison to casual sex.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Like the orgasm gap is bigger when it comes to casual sex. So when women are trying to have that, like that one night stand we were about to have, I probably wouldn't have climaxed. Because studies show.
Trust me.
Trust me. If he was dressed like Woody, you're in for a rough ride.
But
because there's nothing better than being, I don't know what you think, but there's nothing better than being in a relationship and being naked with each other.
It's the best.
Naked cuddles.
Wow.
It is the best.
It is insane. Hang on, I want to go back to the bit. So if you're in a relationship, how do you keep the spark alive, in your opinion?
Oh, so just a normal relationship. How do you keep the sex alive? I think there's so many ways you can keep the sex alive. This could include dressing up. Role play. I think role play is fun.
Really?
I think maybe sharing different... I mean, you guys aren't into porn, but I kind of like sending my partner like videos and stuff of that, you know, that I'd love to try out.
Wow.
Yeah. So our equivalent, we'd sort of send some literature, like a poem or something.
If that's William what you're Blake. Into, why not? Yeah. It's amazing.
I've never sent a nude.
Yeah, you've
that
never sent a nude
that
before.
That is absolute bollocks.
Screw you, Mithin. I've never sent...
I don't believe...
I've never sent... No, I've never
you've
really...
definitely sent a dick pic.
I've sent one ever.
There we go.
10 years ago.
That doesn't really count.
It doesn't really count, you know what I mean? I've never...
10-year-old dick pic.
Yeah,
that's not aged well.
Yeah. Yeah, the balls are way saggy and out.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's honestly, when I have a bath now and I get up, it's like an udder. Like,
fuck me. Nice.
But there's different ways. So you've got some
Utter. There's different ways. Definitely not that.
Lonnie, if you weren't turned on, you will be now.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll find my G-spot. It's underneath my udder. That's fucking disgusting.
Okay, wait. So wait, hang on. No, but I do. Sending a nude can be quite intense, I suppose, sometimes.
It can be.
And especially for women, I know that sometimes they feel nervous about doing it because they're worried about how they look and how they feel. Yeah. And same with men, right? Yeah. That can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why you do what you do when it is you're picking a profile photo. You take many. If you want, you might want to send some to your girlfriends as well. Mm. It depends on what you're like. I'm the type of person, I might send a nude to my friend first and be like, okay, what do you think of this? Like,
what, is this the one? To then put as your profile?
Yeah, no. Well, no.
I personally wouldn't do that. I don't think it's a good idea.
I don't think that's a good idea either. But just like girls typically say, okay, what photo should I upload on Instagram? You might say, okay. And you don't have to do this. I'm just saying what some of my friends and other girls that I know have done. You don't need to get absolutely naked. You might just want to wear lingerie. It could be a tease as well.
Yeah, the
it could be
nudes.
A tease.
Yeah. That's the sexiest.
So you're saying send it to a friend.
Yeah, either send it to a friend.
Send it to my mum.
Shall I be your, I'll be your kind of,
yeah,
your, I'll be your gateway.
Guys are really shit at taking dick pics though. Why is that? Like, the angles are just really off.
Well, it's because it's so far away.
I don't know if it's because you're more concerned with making it look as
it's probably
eggplanty as possible.
They want the girth. They want the
yeah,
length,
maybe. Like,
I just think,
I've seen
I just
some think, awful I dick pics in my life.
I mean, really?
Awful.
Do you reckon there's a professional dick picker? Like a photographer you can hire to come and take some like really nice sort of
2022, I wouldn't be surprised.
I reckon that would do well. Along with my app.
Yeah, you've done it. We've done a lot
well this podcast. Actually.
And I want to ask another thing just quickly. X. All right. Okay, I want to know about X. And I want to know what you think that guys do in the bedroom that they think is sexy and it's just totally not sexy.
Ooh.
Is there anything that springs to mind that
an
you can think?
Ick that comes to mind. I think an ick that comes to mind. Ooh.
It's quite tricky though.
It is tricky, but there are many. This is the thing. I'm just thinking of which one. I think when a guy is not taking to correction, when you're trying to guide him, that's a huge ick.
He just carries on.
He thinks, yeah, he knows your body better. And it's just like, I'm helping you.
Yeah, and you ain't like that. You're
yeah,
like this.
Yeah, right? This is like, listen, so me, true. Man, alpha. Yeah, yeah, no.
It's actually so true. Oh, you ain't like that. You're like this.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Real quick. Movement is like is that
honestly I feel like penetration if you're really into penetration it really does matter the pace and the movement that happens is really important and okay. I feel like I've had sex with guys who I called one guy I mentioned this in my book like a schoolboy when I was in university his penetration was just it was so awful like he was having sex like a virgin and it was just like what the hell am I doing but I'm an idiot because, of course, I went back. I still had sex with him again.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
After the third or fourth time, I said, that's it. I've learned my lesson. You know, after the fourth time, I'm not going back. But yeah, there's so many things that guys do in the bedroom that can be wrong from not taking to correction and understanding what a woman really likes. Terrible kissing as well.
Kissing's big for me. Kissing is big for me.
And it should be big for everyone.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you're not a good kisser, would the sex really be great?
What is your love language?
My love language, I am definitely... What is mine? I know this one.
Is it touch and...
No, it's not touch. It's not.
Words
it's
of affirmation?
Not. No, it's, I'm absolutely not. Sorry, that one makes me
sick. Shut up. Yeah,
yeah. What
acts
is it?
Acts of service.
Acts of service.
Okay.
Acts of service. There we go. I'm an acts of service. I like a guy who uses his own, you know... Why am I lost for words today? What's going on with me?
It's late in the
he
day.
He uses I'm his own wallet.
Yeah.
Maybe his own wallet. Why not?
I know. It's where someone is... Yeah, what is it?
Uses
what?
Their own initiative to just help you.
They do like
things.
Nice gestures.
Nice
like
gestures.
Help you out, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I like.
I'm telling you. Lonnie, also you've written a book, you podcasted it. Where else can we find you? Because if people are listening to this episode, they want to find you and get in touch with you. Where's
Twitter.
The best place?
You need to find me on Twitter. I'll be there making a lot of noise, teaching women how to have better sex and hopefully men as well.
Love that.
And updating you on the best new sex toy that is available that everyone should try out. So yeah, that's where you should find me.
What is the sex toy that I should go and buy right now, you think?
For you or for your partner?
Let's go both,
both of you try the Pro 40. It's the one I keep telling everyone to try out. It's a Pro 40 womanizer.
I had the Pro 39.
Really, how was
it? I wasn't impressed with the pace.
I promise you, the 40, the
bedside manner was awful.
What is it? What is it?
So this is a suction toy that I was talking about before. It's a really, really good suction toy. And if not a suction toy, actually, no, scratch that. For both of you, get a wand. A wand would be really good.
It's a wand.
It's a... It's like, imagine like, the best way I could describe it is like, imagine a microphone that vibrates. It doesn't look like a microphone, but it's shaped kind of like a microphone.
Yeah.
And have you never watched like Sex in the City?
I've seen
that. Oh my God, my mum had one I thought it was a foot massage and I used it on my foot.
Oh my
And it was a
God.
Wand.
It's a wand.
It's big and white.
Yes.
Thing.
You're like a Tango advert. I swear
to that. Yeah, that happens.
That is amazing for couples as well. Doggy position. It's really great for a woman to use. It helps her climax better. That's the position I usually tell women to try out when they get the wand, because he's behind you penetrating and you've got the wand in front of you stimulating your clitoris. Phenomenal.
So the wand and the Pro 40.
Phenomenal. Honestly, you can't go wrong.
Aloni, listen, go and get Aloni's book, The Big O.
The Big O.
The Big O. It's on Amazon. We're going to leave the link below. Go and check you out on social media, Twitter, Instagram, all over the place. It has been an absolute joy.
Oh, thank you.
It has been an honor.
Thank you.
And holy moly, me oh my, Alex Minnan, you're fired up right now.
We've learned a lot today.
We have learned a lot. Thank you so much for coming on
Private
Parts.
Thank you for having me.
And all you horny listeners out there, go and have a big old wank.
Oh.
That was quite aggressive to me.
Okay.
Yeah, big old sexy time. There
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, that's better.
All right, we'll see you next week. You. Goodbye!
Thank you so much, guys. That was amazing.
Well, I am flustered.
I'm
flustered.
All the blood has gone to my head.
What were you about to say?
I actually wasn't.
Hey, listen, guys. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Remember, we have our bonus episode on the Wednesday. Get ready for that. And if you want to check us out on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, you can at Private Podcast on most of them. Go and check it out. You can see
and
more
don't forget, if you've got any stories.
Here we go.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Look how far I've come.
Come on.
Year and a half in.
Go. Give it to me.
And I'm
give it to
teeing
me.
Up.
Give it to me.
Bits for the podcast.
Give it to me.
I've forgotten that.
If you want to, if you have a story
yeah.
that you think is extra special.
Go and tell a mate.
No, go
just
and.
Just keep it amongst no, friends. Don't tell the nation.
Write it into the Instagram.
Oh, that's it.
And then you can be our private caller on a bonus episode. All right, everybody. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Tumbleweed.
You're a tumbleweed. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.